at the 100. Elusive Express grabbed by Yearning from last. Yearning takes the lead from Elusive Express, and Yearning won the 1,000 guineas by a length. Elusive Express second from Barb Raider.
Won it with a leg in the air, I'd suggest. Whisper just settled out the back. Beautiful ride by Damien Thornton. Come and just circled the whole lot of them from last.
Saw it going.
$27. Trained by W Hawks. You reckon I didn't kick the cat across? No, I didn't kick the cat across the room.
Didn't we speak to Hawksy recently?
Last week.
Yeah. Did he mention it?
Nothing. He's been good enough to join us again this morning, though, because he's got a big couple of days. Congratulations, Wayne.
This Waitley's program, is it? Good morning, Jared.
Well done. $27 from last.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's... We haven't had the best of runs, and as I said to someone, well, actually, I'll tell you, someone was my brother. He said, 20 to 1, are you kidding? As I said to Michael, I said, if we were having a, this time last year, we had W Pike and we were flying, we were winning everything. We would have been much, much, much shorter. But the run was good the week before. I mean, you know, at Flemington, she'd only just gotten beat, and then the form stood up because the horse had beat her, ran second to us yesterday. But you don't see many of ours go around 25s, do you?
You do not. And by the way it won, it was even more surprising. So you must have been thrilled with the way that it was ridden by Damien Thornton, because I read, you know, you looked at it and you thought he was patient. He kept the other horse inside so he couldn't get out, Zuzarella.
Correct.
So it was a great job.
He did a great job. You know what, he's a very level-headed young boy, and we haven't put him on much, but... It was actually dear old dad that said, D. Thornton will do the job here. And he did say that, and that's honest. I'm not just saying that after the event. But I said to him, he said, what are the instructions? I said, the instructions are, don't care where you are. Now, bear in mind, she was up running third and fourth behind the leader last start at Flemington. Well, she was out the back last because they went so hard. And he said, all the way through the run, he said, I kept thinking of me as in me. And I'm like, oh, that's a bit weird. I said, yeah, go on. He goes, all I kept thinking was 12 months a year ago, you told me. Jockeys love trying to beat the horse home. Just work with the horse and just go with the flow. And to be honest, that's what he did. And it ended up being a, you know, like a hell of a ride. Now you don't have to win to be an enormous ride, but it was just a super, super performance on his part. And as he was about to be legged on, I said, mate, this is no 25-1 hack. I said, we think she's a high-class filly, and it's always easy after the event. But Fennecombe, I could have $2 on Winx and she'd get beat at the moment. That's how we've been going.
You must have a high regard for the bloodlines, because you went to the yearling sales and you forked out some fair wedge for, what is it, full brother, half-sister? What did you buy at the yearling sales?
This year, we went to the Easter sales and paid $2.5 million for her full brother, and his name's Magic.
Wow.
And, nearly Tim's wages. But anyway, that's okay. We liked her so much, and you went back, and it was the old Remington ad, wasn't it? I liked the company so much, I bought it. Mm. So he doesn't have to do a lot now, Magic, to be worth a lot of money, with his older sister winning a serious gold medal. So it's the mother was Rising Romance, who won a Sydney Oaks, and she ran second, desperately unlucky, in a Caulfield Cup. So Magic's bred in the purple like his older sister. But let me tell you, I'm a top-price yearling, and I don't have much ability, because being by John and a brother to Michael, it's got a hell of a pedigree. But the my form is naught, fell, pulled up.
Hey, Hawksy, you got Master of Wine in Saturday's Caulfield Cup, drawn barrier 10. A lot of rain forecast. Will that help or hinder his chances?
Loving it, doing the rain dance. His run at Flemington was big the other day. He flew from last in the Bart Cummings. It's not going to be an easy race because there's going to be so many horses. It's a big capacity field. But the bottom line is he'll run big, and he loves a wet track. So he's back on song, and he's going to be a big chance.
$41 right now, and it was expected to run in Sydney. And all of a sudden it's bobbed up here in Melbourne, and you're out in the nude doing a rain dance.
Exactly.
And the siren's gone off now too. Put your clothes back on, Hawksy.
That's the armoured truck bringing all my money, boys.
Hey, what about the Everest? That is the other, I mean, the other. That's probably the biggest race this weekend. Tommy Berry riding for you, Masked Crusader.
It's the complete opposite. They've had an inch of rain in Sydney, and we don't really want the rain with him. He was back last and had all the crap thrown back in his face two starts ago when he got beaten, but it is what it is, and we just want him to jump out the gates a lot cleaner. We know he's, you know, nearly as good as any horse in the race, but his racing pattern drives you mad. We spoke about that the other day, didn't we? But he's great. He's well. Michael said his work Tuesday morning was lightning. So you're on song. It's grand final day, and he's as good as we can get him. It's just that the track's going to probably play a little bit against us. And G-Tra's a wet tracker. He's got fins. So what you lose one, your opposition makes up on another.
Hey, it's going to be massive. It's a massive weekend. So you're at Caulfield keeping a close eye on what's happening up in Sydney. Is that how it plays out on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be at Caulfield. And here we go.
Oh, this is a master of wine. That's going the other way to get the money on.
It means there's a loose horse. That's what it means. It's only camping around, not bothering anyone, but siren that goes when there's a loose horse. So it's all good.
Hey,
it's going to be a big weekend. And you know what? I'd love to be talking to you blokes Monday morning.
Well,
being cocky.
Lock it in. One way or the other, Master of Wine, whatever it is, we will be on the phone. Appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Wayne Hawke's on the back of a Group 1 win yesterday at Caulfield. He's got a nice hand, and I tell you, Wispy, you're all over it. Master of Wine, the good judges, Hoss, told me that it was said to run in Sydney. All of a sudden, it's bobbed up at the Caulfield Cup and loves the wet. It's 41 right now.